I think my interest in civil rights came from my childhood, you know, just growing up in Iowa. You know, we had a lot of, you know, great friendly neighbors, but there was also, you know, people in the community who didn't understand us, who didn't know who we were. And, you know, we would get, I remember, you know, when I was six, somebody called our house, you know, just really upset with us. And I didn't really know why. You know, they were, you know, swearing at us. They told us to get out of town, you know, just horrible things like that. And as a 6-year-old, you don't really understand, you know, like what's going on. And I remember my parents, you know, just quickly deleted the message. You know, they just didn't want to hear it. They didn't want us to hear it. But I felt like, you know, like nobody should have to live like that. Like they're, and there's people that, you know, have it worse, like much worse, you know, than our family did in that town. Cause we had a lot of friends, you know, we had been there for a long time. So there were a lot of people, you know, that would, you know, stand up for us and advocate for us. But I just thought, well, what about the people that, you know, are just, you know, by themselves that really don't know what their rights are, that are just being mistreated on a daily basis and they just put up with it. And I think just early on, I think that just stuck with me, just having experienced just a little bit of it myself and thinking, you know, just, you know, even back to the civil rights movement and just, you know, connecting it to now, you know, just what the Muslims, you know, in America, what if they're dealing with these issues also? And I think that's really what sparked my interest. Most of the people that come to us, they're not asking for anything huge. You know, they just want to be able to work, you know, have an income for their family and just be able to be respected at work, just be able to pray, you know, just be able to practice their faith at work. I think that's really what they're asking for. And I think it's amazing that we can help achieve that. Because what we find is it's really not a lot of like anti-Muslim hatred or anti-Muslim bigotry that's stemming a lot of the cases that we get. It's mostly, you know, just not understanding. Like they don't understand, you know, just a lot of ignorance. And we can help, you know, just get rid of some of that ignorance. And I think that's great.